Well, good evening, callers. Hello, I'm Chet with Dr. Black, Relationship Specialist, and I welcome you to the program here on BBS Radio, Station 2, and I'm here for the Sunday 6 o'clock p.m. hour. So I'm only on air every other Sunday, so I'm on air this Sunday, off air next Sunday, and then I'll be back the following Sunday. So if you miss me, or you catch the end, or you just love what I'm talking about, then you'll catch me the week after next. I just want to say, give a shout out to Donald, who's always on board with me. He's my technician there at BBS Radio, so I'd like to give a shout out to him, and I'd just like to thank him for the support that he gives out to me. And if any of you are interested in having your own talk show, radio show, then hey, give them a call. Check them out on bbsradio.com. Before we go forward, I like to give you the number if you want to call in. The number here is 1-888-429-5471. The number is 888-429-5471. And if for some reason you have your smartphone, just go to www.bbsradio.com and you can get the number from there. If I gave you the number too fast, please forgive me. And remember, I always love my two young adult daughters. They're 17 and 20, and I love my daughters. I'm the kind of mommy, I just love and embrace my daughters, so I think sometimes it's a little too much, but they're always like, Mom. And so I celebrated with them yesterday. My 17-year-old, she's a senior, and she had her homecoming, and she was beautiful, just elegantly beautiful. So I'm really excited. I'm still jazzed from it. So just to give you an FYI on my little personal life. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and talk about some relationship issues this evening. So whatever you want to talk about, I'm willing to talk about. I'm very much open. You know, my specialty is dealing with that emotional, the blues, mental, psychological, unbalanced issues of relationships, whether if it's a relationship, companionship, marriage, or you're just single looking to find someone, we can talk about that too. And then we can bring you to a positive resolution. I'm all about the positive piece. There's so much negativity that goes on, it just leaves your mind blowing. So my specialty is bringing you a peace of mind. Sometimes we need a peace of mind. Anytime you're in a relationship, thinking about a relationship, entering into a relationship, I tell you, it's just so much. So I'm just here to give you a peace of mind. I take calls from any and everyone. So please, I have an open mind. My mind is very much open as a psychologist, as a counselor for 17 years. I'm just open. I'm open to being receptive to whatever everybody has on their mind. And, you know, being receptive is, you can check me out. I'm on Twitter also. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. Chat with Dr. Black. I have my own personal website, www.chatwithdrblack.com. So you could check me out. One thing I did find interesting this week on Twitter was, I'm not only on Twitter, but I'm also on Instagram. So always giving out those positive messages on Instagram and Twitter. Always, always looking to be positive. But one thing I did find on Twitter, let me tell you this story before I actually get into my show piece. I was watching ESPN this week, and I was watching a volleyball match, and then I started watching, they had a college football game during the middle of the week, and I have a back issue. So I was like, oh God, help me with my back issue is what I was saying to myself. And I was just saying it, help me with my back issue. And then I saw this commercial, And it showed how this young man was an aspiring athlete and he was doing well. And he was on his way to college and he had got accepted to college and they showed it. And something tragic really happened to him. And he's driving and guess what? Someone is text messaging. He sees it, sees the person text messaging, sees the glare from the phone, and they veer into his line of traffic. And believe it or not, they sideswipe him, and he tries to miss the car, but he rolls his own car. And so I said, oh, my God. And they show the story how this young man had to come from the road to recovery. And it was like what goes up must come down. But I respected the way and how he worked himself back up. So I went on, and it was a commercial. It said, AT&T, it can wait. No text, no reading the text, no sending a text is as important of a, is as important of a life. So I went online, and I checked it out. Man, I was, I tell you, I literally cried when I heard the story. It was really devastating. So I joined on to the campaign. It can wait. And I'm asking you, if you're listening, please check it out. AT&T, it can wait. Make the pledge. Please make the pledge. It's really important to make a pledge. That no text is important. It can wait till you get to your destination. And so I have a newfound friend, Fletcher Cleaves, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R. Last name is Cleaves, C-L-E-A-V-E-S. I'm hoping he's coming on air with me sometime in October. He has a wonderful story to tell. They aired him on September 19th for opening of College Day on ESPN. There's so many people that have reached out to him, but he is moving the campaign, It Can Wait. And I'm a product of him because I've been rear-ended 6 times from a distracted driver and almost ran over 2 weeks ago from a distracted driver. And I had spoke with the young lady and I told her, wow, you almost hit me. And then she said, why did you cross the street? I said, wow, the blood of Jesus. She really asked me that question. So I told her, your responsibility is to only be driving a certain speed. So please, please join the pledge. It can wait. And speak to your young adult children. I spoke into minds about no texts is important to answer or send. No picture is important to post or send. So if you can join the pledge, it can wait. AT&T, it can wait. Fletcher Cleaves, check it out. Okay, so that's my little spiel. And without further ado, I'm going to talk about relationships for tonight. And what I do want to cover is it's about real love. What is really real love? And so we oftentimes ask that question, what is real love? You know, when you're thinking about a relationship, they always start off sometimes slow. I like to move slow. I don't like to move fast. Some people like to move slow. Some people like to move fast. Sometimes you're in an awkward position. And sometimes you join into a relationship because of a sexual attraction. You become into a relationship because you've been friends and you know that person, they know you. So guess what? It fits. It's really, really comfortable. Or you just been partners all your life. So guess what? It's time to go to the next level. You know, with the bond of just being together, doing things together, whether it's vacation, you're making a major purchase together, or better yet, the time just spent together. Eventually, the bond of real love, it sets in between two people. So my question tonight is, what is real love? What is real love? If you're in a relationship and you have a point of view of what is real love, jump in. The number is 1-888-429-5471. And let's talk about what is real love to you, what is real love to your husband, your wife, your significant other, your partner, your soulmate, your helpmate. What is real love? That's what I like to know. What is real love? Because we all have different opinions of real love. When you're thinking intensely or intently and deeply, you got to know sometimes love is, it's not a feeling. Because guess what? Love is actually a verb that describes your feelings. And sometimes people say, well, I said I love you. But saying it in actions, you got to put actions behind the love. You know, love is so sensitive. It's just so sweet. And so it's just the oh so right. It's just oh so right. And so the commitment. That's the question. Is what is real love? Because love is actually a behavior. You know, it's how you treat someone. You know, because saying I love you, it could be shown through an action of your feelings, and the interpretation is who it's being received by. Who you're telling it to, who receives it, and who accepts it. I can say all day long, oh, I love you. Oh, I'm so in love with you. I just love you to pieces. But if I'm telling someone that, it's just so surface. I have friends who, when we get off the phone, I love you. They say, I love you. I love you too. Have a great work week. And then I don't speak to them for a few weeks. So there's love there. I'm saying it, but I don't have no actions behind it because I'm not text messaging them the next day to say, oh my God, you're on my mind. I'm thinking of you. Ooh, I can't wait to see you. Ooh, and I'm not giving them all that. So it's really not real love. It's just we're exchanging words. It's just sentiment is what we are doing. You know, real love is usually expressed through actions such as a touch. You know, when you're touching someone and it's a warm kiss, a warm hug. It's a gesture. It's a feeling. You can feel it. If you send a personal, intimate text message to let that person know, I love you. I'm thinking about you. Can't wait to see you. Can't wait till we hug, kiss, caress. And I have a 93-year-old aunt who thinks she's 94. She always tells me, if a man buy a woman a car, a house, or a business, oh, that's love, baby. That's love. And I said, oh, is that love? She says, yes, that's real love. That's real love. So the question tonight is, what is real love in your relationship? The number is 1-888-429-5471. I like to hear what is real love with your relationship, in your marriage, with your significant other. What is, you know, real love? Oftentimes, we think that real love is just showing your feelings that are surface. But you have to, you know, acknowledge. And you can tell me if I'm wrong. Real love can't be earned. Because you have to understand what is real and what is not between you, your significant other, or your partner. Because the commitment to love is what is actually real. What is real? What is real in the love? Does that make sense? What is real in the love? Because when you have that real love or that Love Jones thing going on, it's about putting it between you and your partner so that you both have a common denominator that's cohesive, that builds you together. If you don't have that middle piece, you can't have that common denominator. So mom and dad has a baby, you have a child, a children. Guess what? The common denominator is mom and dad. That's the common denominator. Without mom, dad couldn't have a child. Without dad, mom couldn't have a child. But nowadays, you have surrogate parents. Or you have insemination. But you still need one or the other to bring the common denominator. That's the point I'm making. So it's really about putting it between you. It's a bonding the both of you together. Whether you are at different spectrums, it's not about, I like chocolates. So you have to like chocolate. Has nothing to do with that. If I like, then you should like, then that means there's real love. Oh, no, 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 no. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it wrong. That's not what real love is about. Real love is about you being you and the other person being them. And then you come together. It's a togetherness. Because it creates a balance. You know, in real love, your partner is clearly differentiated from you. They're different from you. Whether you have two eyes and they have one eye in the middle of their forehead, it doesn't matter. It's just real love. You know, you're looking in the heart of the person, not all this exterior going on. I know there's listeners, so if you want to call, the number is 1-888-429-5471. You know, we oftentimes will even join a dating site. We will even get hooked up with one of our friends, just to see what could happen. Or we'll get hooked up with our neighbors, just to be able to find that real love. I was reading in my Psychology Today book this past week, and just reading different articles, and I came across how there's so many people out there who really want to be in relationships. And they're looking to go to the next level of real love. But you have to know about what type of relationship you want to enter into to get that real love. Because if not, then you go into meeting people without even knowing where you want to go with it. Real love is not about, oh, so we're in love now, we got to get married. We got to hurry up and have babies. Oh, let's get that dog together to take the place of a baby until we have the baby. No, that's not what real love is about. That's actually called a romantic fantasy. You know, we get caught up in society. And society dictates to us how it should be. When in actuality, it shouldn't be that way, because that is a romantic fantasy about how things should look. Without even having a clue about what's involved and what the relationship is all about. Oh, a commitment is required because that's what real love is about. Real love is about committing. It's about the heart. It's about going deep. It's about not being on surface. It's about like the deep sea. You ever go down to the deep sea? And once you get way down there, it's different than what's on top of the sea. Oh, it's actually on top with the ocean. Check it out. Google it. The deep ocean versus the surface ocean. Two different spectrums. And we get so caught up that we don't really focus on that real love. We focus on hurrying up and going to the next stage. I wonder what dress am I going to wear for the wedding? Wonder what tux you'll look good in? Or better yet, what DJ will be at the wedding? Or, I wonder how is the baby going to look? We all get so caught up that we forget to focus on the actual love and real love of the relationship. Not, let me think about living with this person every day. Can I live with this person every day? See, real love is in spite of him or her snoring, I'm still going to love them. I can still go to sleep next to them. Or real love is, this is a test. When I first fall asleep, I don't like to be touched, for real. You know, you have some people like that. They have issues with being touched, and they will even wrap themselves up in a sheet where you won't even touch them. But that's how some people have to fall asleep until they get used to someone being in the bed with them. That's thinking about, can I live with this person every day of my life? And then you get beyond that, or that part is perfect. And guess what? You get in a relationship or a marriage and you're in love. And now you have a baby. Now the baby's up crying all night. Well, who wakes up with the baby? Better yet, what if the baby is colicky? Or you decide like I did 10 years, let me wait to have a baby. Then you wait. And what about that dog, that puppy? You know, puppies, they eat up everything. I was always puppy sitting for everybody. And they would always go eat up all my plants. They look like Edward Scissorhands. And I said, oh my God, are the puppies that just keep peeing on the carpet? I had to tell my sister, my friend, my ex-husband, I'm not doing no more babysitting. I had to pull my carpet up and lay down towel because the puppies kept peeing all over the place. I said, oh no, there's no real love there. I'm not watching nobody's dog anymore. I couldn't give them no real love. Because their puppies were eating up everything. My plants. Chewing on my couch. Peeing on my carpet. I said, oh my God, this is an epic failure. What just happened here? So I couldn't give them no real love. None whatsoever. And there's always two sides to every story. Remember that. That if you want to be loved and being able to love for many years in a good and healthy way, it takes a lot of work. To have that real love, it does. It takes a lot of work. And it's worth it. It's really, really worth it. So you really have to be able to work at it. Once you start talking about real love and I love you and let me see, let me look into your eyes, it just requires work. You know, every day couples are getting divorced. Dogs are being dropped off at the shelters. And if you have one of those whiny babies, you just end up not wanting to be bothered, passing the baby on to someone else. You neglect the baby. And all these neglects come about. You don't want to be bothered. You don't want to have anything to do with it anymore. So it just takes some work. It takes resisting urges. It's really about making a decision not to do things that would wreck your relationship or hurt your partner. You know, name calling is not even real love. That's not real love. Being selfish is not real love. Or sitting down doing nothing while the other person is doing everything. That's not real love. You don't acknowledge or you don't care about your significant other's needs. Going out, having an affair, that's not real love. That's just basic love, like I give to my friends when I get off the phone. You know, nothing real is about that. It's those big things and then those little things. And just like I said earlier, love is action, which equates to work. And then guess what? Love is a decision. It is a decision. You don't have to be in love. You don't have to love. You don't have to have real love. You can just keep doing whatever you do. Do what you do best. You don't need all no love. Just have your own get down. Just do you. That's really what it's about. I'll tell you this much. It doesn't take any work to be in a dysfunctional relationship. That happens all day, every day. All day, every day. It's not like you're going to take the person hostage. You just don't do anything. It's just the same old, same old. Same old drama. Same old destructive behavior. It just, you don't put no work in. So guess what? It becomes dysfunction. Dysfunctional. And while that one partner may be in love and you're not, there's just no true love there, no real love there. But if you're working together and there's a cohesiveness, and you're giving your partner what they're giving you, then guess what? You have real love. Just want to hear from you. What do you think about real love? The number is 1-888-429-5471. 888-429-5471. I'd like to just, you know, hear from you. See, what do you have to say about real love? You know, just want to give out a reminder. I'm going to take like a little break from real love. But as we end this week, September is the month of suicide prevention. And I would like to say, please take out time this week to listen to someone. you might be the last person that that person would have hope in. So please take out time, listen to them, hear them out. If they're suicidal, get them help immediately. Just takes three numbers to dial 911. If you have a cell phone, guess what? All you do is just hit that emergency button and you can tell them that you have someone who's suicidal and get them some professional help. But this week, four more days and then we'll be into October. But September is Suicide Prevention Month. It's a pink and purple ribbon, so please, for those of you who know of someone or have history of suicidal ideation, please take our time, listen to them, and get them some help. That's very, very important. Because when we start talking about real love is part of reaching out, saving, prevention, supporting, and being there for someone. So, you know, one thing I will say is that I love positive causes, and it's just my journey in life, and I want so many other people to just be able to experience positiveness, because in today's world, today's society, that's really what we need. You know how that song used to go, or it's still out there, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. And I think we don't have enough time to give out to love up on people. And that's why I love talking to people, is because I love to give out that love, that unconditional love. So if any of you are interested in sharing with me, real love, what is real love talk to you? Number is 1-888-429-5471. If not, I'm going to go ahead and move on into another piece about love. Because when you love someone, like really love someone, and they really love you, it creates a balance of being good, sane, supportive, caring, giving, loving, just knowing how to understand. When you're understanding, guess what? And you're working together, you have to learn to compromise. There's nothing wrong with compromising. Compromising and understanding is key factors to real love. Just accepting one another for who they are. No need to change them. Not at all. We think we get with someone, oh yeah, I'm going to change that person. I'm going to make them be who I want them to be. No, accept them to be who they are. And then love them for who they are. That's what real love is about. It's not about molding and making and then taking them away from who they are or for those who they love, their family. No need. No. You don't get into this strange desperation about each other that you began to hope and pray that no one can penetrate who you're trying to make that person be. That's very unhealthy, especially when you're making that person to be who you want them to be, convincing them that we have to be like this because the world is out to get us. So we have to be like this for each other. Mm-mm. That's such a major dysfunction. That's very dysfunctional. So as you enlarge your mindset and relax and let that person be who they are, guess what happens? You begin to learn that you have to support each other's hopes, dreams, aspirations. It's almost like saying, well, when I pull out the driveway, I like to go around the corner to the left, but my husband likes to go around the corner to the right. Same exact distance, same exact place you're going to. But the issue is, the point is, not the issue, the point is you're going around the corner, same distance. It doesn't matter if you go right, you go left. At least you'll end up both there simultaneously. So you have to be supportive. Baby, you go to the left, because baby, I'm going to go to the right. And we'll end up right there together. That's what it's all about. And guess what? If you're not on the same page as going to the right and going to the left, you can always work to get there. Because working together actually nurtures you. It really does. It nurtures both of you. It lets you both know, guess what? I can have my opinion, you can have your opinion, but we can get to the same place at the same time. And we can get there. You want to be able to get there. That's the point. You want to be able to get there. And it's just finding the right person who you can give that real love to, and they can give it back to you. You just want it to be as healthy as a relationship as you possibly can. Sometimes some people say, oh my God, society is so dysfunctional. No, it's only what you make it to be. Society only is what you make it to be. But one thing you can do, if you haven't found that real love yet, is make sure you enter into a healthier relationship. That is so important. A healthy relationship. Ask yourself, now how do we get there? How do we get there? That's the million-dollar question. How do we get there? Is it possible to get there? Oh, heck yes. All things are possible to those who believe. Yes, you can get there. In order to get there, you first of all have to be the right person. You have to be right in your heart. If you're not right in your heart, guess what? You won't be right when it comes time to find somebody. Have you ever thought about that? If you're nasty in your heart, you meet someone who's nasty, you'll probably run the person off. You can't do that. Because first of all, you got to work on yourself. You got to build your life. Come on, build your life. That's what you have to do. And make sure you finish your unfinished business. Sometimes we don't do that. We just want to hop on in. Just hop. Jump right on in. You know, I was on this dating site and this people, yeah, you know, I've been divorced. I haven't been divorced. I'm separated for 2-3 months. I have to end up telling the people, you only been separated 2 or 3 months and you're looking to get into another relationship? You haven't even finished what you just left. You still have unfinished business. And I'm realizing men more so than women. Men don't like to be alone. I think I'm going to do a talk show on that. Lonely men. Why men don't like to be alone. I won't say all, but quite a few don't like. Men don't like to be alone, especially when they get in their 50s. They don't like that lonely feeling. I think once they turn 50, oh, they're finished playing. They finish rolling women, you know. Because some men roll women like the Pillsbury Doe be rolling that dough sometimes. Especially when you're young. You got to admit that, man. Come on now. So, I won't get on the man tonight because I love you all. That's not real love, but I do love you. So, you should call me on the carpet about that one because I said I love you. But I do. I love men. I do. So, we talked about finishing your unfinished business. That's just men and women. Become objective about what went wrong in your last relationship. Take out some time and really think about it. I wanted him to do what I told him to do, and he never did my honey-do list. I had 20 items on the honey-do list, and he never wanted to do it, so I quit him. Well, that's a whole lot on a honey-do list. You need a honey-do list and a my list, and then divide the list, because that is a whole lot. I never knew what a honey-do list was until somebody told me about it, maybe about 7, 8 years ago. He said, "Do you have a honey-do list?" And I said, "What is that?" I thought to myself, I am the honey and the doer. But anyway, you know, it's like taking out time to discover the patterns and habits that just tore up the last relationship. Make sure you're healed from the last relationship. Men and women, don't take your junk. And please, women, do me a favor. And men, don't talk about what happened in the last relationship. Come in new. You know, some people, some men I meet, they tell me everything. What happened in the last relationship? You know, I start dissecting all that. Let me see. Let me see if I want to be bothered. And remember, people do change. People do change. So make sure when looking to find the right person for that real love, you're open to change. You're open to change. And you really have to be the right person to find that real love. Make sure you develop your boundaries. Make sure, this is a good one, that you know what you stand for before you have to stand for it. If you know you have zero tolerance for stupidity and people, the person you're interested in, if they want two and three partners, You gotta know, is an affair a deal breaker? If they go out on you, if they cheat on you, get it all up front. I'm not going to, you got to get that up front. I'm not going to entertain that. What else will you not stand for? Porn. Remember, some people like porn. Get that up front. Can you go to the brothel house? Can you hang? You got to get all that up front. Pot abuse, drunkenness. You know, you want somebody that gets drunk every day? Someone who forgets to call you? Someone who stands you up? Is financially stable? Is that a deal breaker? Someone who does not want to get a job. How about that one? Somebody who's not being honest. See, you have to know all this before you are tested. What you have to tell them is, if blah, blah, blah happens, I'm gone. No questions asked. I'm not even going to entertain it. Next, keep it moving. That's my motto. Next, keep it moving. And then do you. Do you. Next, keep it moving. And then you got to be committed to walking away. And if you think something deserves a second and third chance, then commitment to walking away the second or third time may become an issue. Because guess what? If you don't get it up front, you'll end up in a dysfunctional relationship. You might as well stay where you were before. No need to be bargaining and trying to barter the situation out. No. Because the essence of finding someone, being with someone, having that real love, creates healthy environment. It puts you in a healthy regimen. It just lets you know that's all about being healthy, because real love is just loving each other in a healthy way and communicating in a healthy way. I was talking to someone today, and they really got their feelings hurt today. And I told them, you got to think outside the box. You're offended. You are in a pretzel knot. All because someone didn't let you take a picture of them. I said, why can't you be the bigger person and just move ahead and say, okay, they didn't want to take the picture right now. And then tell them, when you're ready for me to take your picture, please let me know. See, it was a control. The person who was taking the picture taker, wanted to control when the person they were taking the picture of was going to take the picture. I said, you got yourself all in a pretzel knot. Then when the person said, okay, I'm ready to take the picture. No, that's okay. I don't want to. Well, not your loss. I mean, not their loss. It's your loss. Because you're the one who really wanted the picture. So, yeah, I had to tell that person that. That's what I really had to tell them. And if you know in your heart that you're not doing something, you don't have to defend yourself. You don't have to. Just like the picture taker. I mean, the person who was taking the picture. Are you ready to take the picture? No? Okay. Next, keep it moving. If you're not ready, okay. See, that was a dysfunctional situation that had occurred. And that's what I had to tell the person. That was very dysfunctional. Got yourself all in a pretzel knot. Nobody's playing a game here. Because the only way to win is not to even play the game. Key to healthy relationships and being in love in a healthy way is being forthright, communicating in a very healthy and positive way. And especially as you're moving towards really getting to know each other, it's always great to sit down and talk about your aspirations and your goals, both individually and then both together. Because if your goals and your aspirations do not match up, then it's going to bring some discord into the relationship. If you're not supportive of that person's goals and aspirations, then there are going to be some problems. We all have these dreams, but if you don't have a plan to your dream, then there are no dreams. And it's coming together to help each other fulfill their hopes and their dreams. Individually and then together. You know, ask questions. Oh, what are your aspirations? What do you plan to do in the next 5, 10 years? Because what they're planning to do may not be what you are planning to do at all. You know, you can find that out early on if you can, and we'll support each other in achieving each other's dreams, aspirations, and goals. It's nice to get it up front. Then no need for you to extend your love or your heart to that individual. You know, one that really gets us in trouble is always including our family into our relationships. Just because family is family don't mean you have to spend time with them. And just because you've been having a friend for 30, 40 years don't mean that you have to continue to have that friend in your marriage. You don't spend time with family just because they're family. Well, we did this every single Christmas. No, you're with someone. You're building a relationship that eventually will turn into real love. You have to choose to only have those in your life who are loving, respectful, honest, and caring. Open. And who will embrace you and your significant other. And when choosing someone, you choose the person that know that trust is earned and that once it's broken, you can't get it back. And then it's next, keep it moving. You want to be with someone who doesn't have you guessing how they feel. That's not positive. You want to choose someone who's very open, but not condescending. Not ambivalent. That doesn't work. And for those people who feed you that jargon, oh, I'm confused. I gotta be me. I want to be a good partner, but I don't know how to. Those are red flags. You better put your track shoes on and start running real fast. Because guess what? You get what you only put up with. You don't have to put up with that. You just want that real love. If you're interested in telling me what is your real love, I love to hear it. The number is 1-888-429-5471. I'm curious to know, what is your real love? I really am. If not, you can reach out to me. I'm at www.chatwithdrblack.com. I'm on air, remember, every other Sunday. I don't know why I said Saturday. I think I'm still back in yesterday. Make sure when you have that real love that you're just living with purpose. And that's just spending some time to yourself. I've learned this, to meditate and spend time to myself and just think about life. I have a Facebook page, but I'm not always on there. Some people are on there. Facebook is not connected to my phone. It's not connected to my iPad. It's only connected to my email. And I only check Facebook if someone is sending me a personal message. Same thing with Twitter. I'll post early in the morning. I spend 5-10 minutes on Twitter, 5-10 minutes on Instagram at the most. I post positive sayings and then I'm off. Because if you're just mindlessly checking your Facebook 200 times a day, wow, what type of purpose is that? But please, it's all about self-discipline. Because you want to be able to be receptive to giving and receiving that real love. That's what's so important. As I begin to wrap up, I just want you to know, real love, it doesn't hurt. That's not what real love is about. It's not about hurting. You do have some misunderstandings, and you may be upset sometimes and disappointed. But when you have a healthy relationship, and you're moving towards real love and you're in real love, that doesn't occur all the time. Misunderstandings and not being upset and disappointments are not an everyday fault or fail in your relationship. Because you know real love and loving relationships are very consistent. We have ups, we have downs. We have to learn to support each other. Because when those curves come about in life, and you have someone who really loves you, you have someone to embrace you and get you through those challenges. Because healthy people refuse to live up and down, up and down, up and down. Real love will not ask you to sacrifice what you love, what we love. If someone says, if you really love me, you wouldn't play that sport anymore. No, that's not what real love is. We got to be supportive of that individual. You know, I like to say this in closing. What's really important, what's really, really important about real love, remember what I started with. It is an action from you to you. You have to act on it and insist on it. That's what real love is about. Whether you have a relationship or not, you gotta affirm that your love is what you do, not what you say, it's what you do. And just remember, real love, you will be less inclined to go in and out of relationships in which you know that you will experience anything but love. So when you're in a relationship, embrace it, love it. When you're out of the relationship, use that time wisely, so that you can build on what you need to take into a healthy relationship. And building on it and going with it will take you to a whole new different level. Then you will know what real love is about. Remember, go to www.itcanwait.com. Google Fletcher Cleaves, C-L-E-A-V-E-S, it can wait. I am a strong supporter of his. If you're interested in talking with me, you can go to www.chatwithdrblack.com. I have a 1-800 number. I have an email on there. I love to hear from you. If you tuned in today, I'd like to say thank you so much for tuning in. Feel free to call me, whether if I'm online here on BBS Radio, or you can engage with me at Chat with Dr. Black. That number is 1-888-886-7905. 888-886-7905. You can chat with me. I will talk about anything your heart desires. And I like to say thank you so much for tuning in today. I enjoyed talking with you. I enjoy having you listening in. So I'd like to say have a wonderful week. Blessings to you. And until we meet up again, until you tune in with me, have a wonderful evening. Good night.